chinimandi.com podcast.
Startups may soon get to list directly overseas, says Finance Ministry. Indian startups will soon be able to list directly in India and overseas as the government is at a fairly advanced stage of introducing the scheme. You will be expecting to hear about this soon, said Atanu Chakraborty, Secretary at the Department of Economic Affairs in Ministry of Finance. Lots of companies do want to list both in India and abroad at the same time. We welcome the suggestion that could make the process more seamless, he said at an interactive session on budget and beyond with professionals from asset management, wealth advisory, tax consultancy and other related industry at Niti Aayog here. Chakraborty was answering a query by SoftBank India country head Manoj Kohli, who said, "We are fully committed to bringing capital in India. We are also in belief that India's growth at 8% can be sustained only with the large-scale international funding coming to India. A growth of 8% is important to create 15 million jobs a year. Several startups are planning to opt for an overseas direct listing. The plan is to raise capital of $4 to $5 billion from markets in London and New York. China has listed 150 companies overseas for $100 billion, which is worth $1 trillion in Nasdaq NYSE. A framework to list on overseas bourses could help Indian startups list in a jurisdiction of their choice. Most e-commerce companies prefer a listing on Nasdaq, a platform for technology companies in the United States, as it features better valuations.